The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, when we do mindfulness, we are calling upon or utilizing one of the most amazing capacities of the mind, or of the heart, if you prefer, and that is the capacity to be aware of something, to know what's happening. And it can seem kind of uninteresting or not so important. What often seems important is the things that are we think about, the things that we're concerned about. That seems important. But the mind's ability to know that we're what we're concerned about, to be aware of what we're concerned about, can seem kind of incidental or not really to the point. But in fact, the idea, the ability to hold things in awareness to is a remarkable capacity that has all kinds of benefits. And one way to think about this is that what we're learning to do in practicing mindfulness is to be able to welcome everything, welcome whatever happens into our awareness, into attention. And now maybe we begin with ourselves. And the task maybe is to welcome in what we normally don't want to welcome. Welcome in what we normally wouldn't, some people come to do meditation or do mindfulness in order to fix something or have something go away or resolve something or something they don't like they want to overcome or they want to become better or something so they don't want to be how they are. And those motivations are can be fine motivations to have, but paradoxically the way to do this, one of the effective ways is to welcome the very thing we don't want, the very thing that we're trying to get rid of or stop. Welcome it so that it can be seen more clearly. Welcome it so it's not being, that we're not kind of blind to what's happening. Welcome it so that we don't prevent its natural process, don't prevent the healing that might occur if it's given space and time. So the idea of welcoming, and you can ask a simple question when you sit down to meditate or in your daily life, what are you neglecting to welcome right now? Or what is it that could, what would be useful to welcome now? And perhaps the more challenged you are psychologically, emotionally, and stressed out and busy, maybe the more interesting it is to ask, what is it that you're neglecting to welcome? What is it you're welcome? And welcome means kind of like you make yourself a person who welcomes whatever might be there, whatever thoughts, whatever emotions, whatever feelings you have. They're okay here. They're safe here with me. I'll hold them in a friendly way, in a generous way. And it turns out that it might actually, in the bigger picture, be more important that you make your mind, your heart, into a welcoming place for things than it is to fix the things. And it might be that the whole process of what we're doing in meditation is, in any case, is finding our way, slowly maybe, to being able to welcome all things. But if that's what we're getting to, why don't we start there? So this idea, what is it to make yourself, what you're trying to do, make yourself hospitable. Make yourself a kind of, within yourself, see if you can find a way, an atmosphere and an attitude that isn't, you know, that what is difficult to be with, what is maybe unfortunate you have to be with, the things that are you find challenging about yourself, challenging about what's going on, that it can live inside of you for those moments or for a little while as if it's a safe place, a generous place, a friendly place. You're not trying to get rid of something or attacking something or using it to blame or get angry. If we can change the inner environment just enough that we welcome what is, that actually creates optimal conditions for many things to resolve themselves, or to fade away, or to heal, or to reconcile, or to open up, or move in ways that they need to do. And whereas if we attack things, or we are critical of things, or if we try to fix them too quickly, or try to make them go away, or we try to... Sometimes we're successful sometimes in doing that, sometimes we're not really allowing some deeper inner process to unfold, some deeper healing, some deeper thing that can happen. And I like to think that welcoming your experience is an act of power, of strength, because when you're the welcomer, you're actually kind of in, I don't know if you're in charge, but if you're the welcomer, you've taken a certain kind of place of being independent or taking the initiative, and you're showing up in a way that, you know, you're not the victim of circumstances. You're not the victim of what's difficult. You're not being pushed around by it. You're also not condoning it necessarily by welcoming it. You're just saying, come here and sit here with me and we'll have a chat. Come and sit here and tell me what's going on. We'll find out. Being welcoming in this way is really a function of awareness, and it might not be a function of practical life. Sometimes we have to say no to things, for sure. And so to welcome things in and then have the wisdom to say, well, practically I can't agree with that. Practically I can't go, and that's not going to happen here, you know, in our relationships and other things. But that the stance of the mind, the approach of the mind, is to welcome things. And it's possible that one definition of being enlightened is that the mind can welcome everything. There's nothing which just can't be welcomed into awareness. Meaning that there's no tendency in the mind to be antagonistic or to close down or to resist what is coming. No matter what comes, it can come into awareness, into the mind. And then wisdom can operate. Then we can decide what to do. If we have to do something, we decide what to do. But the mind doesn't, you know, remains welcoming to all things. I've done this sometimes, and I've been in difficult interpersonal circumstances, relationships, and my gut feeling was the other person was the challenge. And then I asked myself, what is it that needs to be welcomed here? And it wasn't the person and the challenges that person might or might not be bringing, but rather it was my impatience, or was the sense of hurt I had, or my fear that I felt and what was going on. That's actually what needed to be welcomed into myself. Because as long as I didn't take those in a welcoming way, they were actually operating subconsciously, operating on the side, contracting, kind of influencing my view and my understanding and everything, and kind of operating kind of almost like undercover. But once I kind of saw that I was afraid, or saw that I was impatient, and could welcome that, hold that, then I found myself no longer under the control of those feelings. They had space there, but they weren't running the show. They weren't pushing me around. So this idea of welcoming can be a place of strength that helps us to be more independent, helps us have more choice in what we do. It's not, you know, wimpy, or it's not something that we do so that we just kind of go along with circumstances and everything's okay with us. It's actually, I think, a place of strength. And I guess I'll repeat myself that I think when we do like meditation practice, mindfulness meditation, that's the direction we're going anyway, is to, maybe it's not that language, the Buddha didn't use the language of enlightenment as being welcoming, but we're going in that direction of becoming someone who can welcome whatever comes, that has space and allows it to come without reacting and contracting. And some people will spend a long time practicing and working out and working on all kinds of issues, developing concentration, developing, overcoming the hindrances, all kinds of things. And eventually they get the hang of what it feels like to be welcoming, to be open. Maybe you could start a process earlier and maybe more directly. What needs to be welcomed right now? How can you be more welcoming to this? How can I make myself? How can I evoke or bring forth an attitude where it feels good to be welcomed? Where whatever needs to be welcomed can kind of be, you know, feel like it's received in a generous and kind way or supportive way with hospitality. But also, you remain in the host, and the difficulties are the guest. And you're not going to let the guest forget that it's only the guest. It's not the host. You're the host. So may your ability to welcome yourself well support you and help you in being able to welcome the people you encounter through your days. So it's good to live a life where we welcome each other. So thank you.